各位弟兄姐妹以及来宾平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
要在这里预先祝大家新年快乐。
I want to say an early Happy New Year to all of you.
事实上神最喜会我们把荣耀归给他。
God mostly desires us to give him all the glory.
因为圣经告诉我们小孩子的口中完成了对神的赞美。
The Bible tells us that it is through the children's mouth that God receives His glory.
所以说我们要回转像小孩子一样，刚刚听他们唱歌，哇，真的是很美。
And so we need to return and become like little children, and indeed hearing their singing, it's just beautiful.
我们教会存在的目的就是一方面是造就门徒，一方面是广传福音。
The purpose of the church, on the one hand, is to build up the saints, but on the other hand, it is to share the gospel.
造就门徒就好像树的树根扎根扎到扎得很深一样。
The building up the saints, it's like planting the tree and having the tree to have the root, its roots, deeply planted in the soil.
传福音就像树开花结果。
And sharing of the gospel, it's as if the tree would bear flowers and fruit.
所以我今天想可能以后有机会看看我们以前的信徒怎么传福音一直到近代让我们知道这些信徒他们传福音的时候如何的为主工作的一个我们可以学习的地方。
So I'd like to spend some time today and share aboutthe history of how the gospel was shared and about how the Christians had involved themselves in this ministry.
我们今天要来谈看一个问题，可能是有一些人对这个问题就是有很深的感受。
Today, the subject that we will be discussing, I think, may be a subject that is close to heart and resonates with many of us.
就是有关于鸦片战争以及在那个时候的宣教士来华引起很多的一些误解的事情。
And it is an issue regarding the opium war and also about a lot of the foreign countries that entered into China and the conflicts and the suffering that resulted from them.
我们今天要先念两段的圣经。
We'll have two passages to read in the beginning.
我要练中文，然后请英文的人又为了节省时间，他可以看你的英文的圣经。我们是在希伯来书第十章的32-36节。
We'll read in Chinese, and we ask the brothers and sisters who read the English Bible to follow along.
然后练完以后，我们会先看一些回顾一些历史，然后后来我会把这些经文的讲解放在这些宣教的历史当中。
We'll read the scripture passages, and then we will take a look at history, and then at the end I will explain the passages with a history set as a background.
我们请中文的人一同来念，那英文的人你就看你的英文圣经。
Yes, brothers and sisters, to read together aloud in Chinese, and the English reading brothers and sisters will follow along.
来，你们要追念往日。蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难一面被毁谤遭患难成了戏景叫众人观看一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的人因为你们体恤了那些被捆锁的人并且你们的家业被人抢去也甘心忍受知道自己有更美长存的家业所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心存这样的心必得大赏赐你们必须忍耐使你们行完的神的旨意就可以得着所应许的第二段圣经是在第十一章的13-16节
Second passage is in chapter 11 Hebrews 11 verses 13 through 16
来这些人都是存着信心死的并没有夺着手应许的所以从远处望见且欢喜迎接又承认自己在世上是客旅是寄居的说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡他们若想念所离开的家乡 还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称他们为神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。啊，鸦片战争以前的世界的局势，还有战争的起因是这样的。
The start of the conflict for the opium war is as follows.
一方面是西方有工业大革命，还有世界的地理大发现。
And on the one hand, it was the industrial revolution that was taking place in the West, as well as the geographical discoveries around the world.
所以他们这些因为工业革命要需要很多的资源，他们而且地理发现，所以他们就到海外去寻找很多的资源。
Because of the industrial revolution, needing a lot of natural resources, and because of the advancement in the geographical discoveries, the Western world were expanding to the rest of the world at the time.
但是那时候中国他就把自己锁起来，他不要跟外界接触。
But at that time, the Chinese government decided to actually enclose themselves and not interact with the rest of the world.
后来东印度公司把鸦片进口到中国来，但是越来吸的人越来越多，就造成很巨额的贸易逆差。
And the East Indian Company started importing opium into China and causing a huge dependency that was established among the Chinese people to opium.
当然那时候清廷也很腐败。
And of course, that created a lot of wealth for discrepancy, disparity among the trade, but also the Qing Dynasty government also was very corrupt.
但是那时候还有一些有心之士，他们看到鸦片的这个害处，所以就要起来抵触它。
But there were people among the leaders in China at the time who saw the downside of opium and were strongly opposing it.
就好像当时的美洲的殖民地，他们茶党把那些英国要扣税的茶了什么都丢到波士顿的海里面去一样。
And similar to the Tea Party in the beginning of the American history, when in Boston, in resisting the taxation without representation, they were throwing the teas into the river.
那时候林则徐他就把很多的鸦片烧掉，但是因为就是这样，就引起了那些英国的他们的不满，就后来就引发了战争。
And so there was an official named Lin Zexu, and he burned the opium, and that angered the British government, and that began the war.
那时候看看清朝的时候，我们中国是怎么样的一个情形。
And so let's look at the condition of the society in China at the time under the Qing Dynasty.
你看这个就是在做什么？在算命啊，迷信。
This is a picture of a fortune telling, and so they were very superstitious.
还有这些，你看他们被抓起来换人，有时候就关在街头，还有头上戴的这个木狗啊，这是枷锁。
And this is the situation about the criminals being caught and placed in shackles, and they were displayed in public.
还有那时候的科学不发达。
And science also was very behind.
这个是卖杂货的小贩，他推着车子到处去卖杂货。
This is a grocer who is pushing his goods on a cart to sell.
这是在纺织。
This is spinning yarn.
还有这是长江三峡的时候，他们需要把这个船拉的逆流上岸。
And this is in the Three Gorge River, that in China, when they had to pull the boats upstream.
因为那时候西方已经有蒸汽船，我们都还没有。
At that time, the Western countries have the steamboats already, and China didn't have any of that.
而且交通是有动物啊，就是驴车、马车啊为主。
Transportation is mainly done by animals, cars and oxen pulling carts.
那时候妇女是绑小脚的，叫缠足。
And in China, there's a practice where the woman had to have their feet wrapped up.
三寸近点。
And they have to wrap the woman's feet to prevent it from growing, and they have to keep the feet 3 inches long only.
所以很多小孩子小的时候就开始绑着哭啊，很残忍的。
And so it's a very painful experience for a young girl to have this, their feet wrapped so that it will not grow and be deformed.
那时候就在街头, 理头发, 还要绑那个辫子。
And this is a barber, they're trimming their hair in public and also braiding the braid.
那个人看他是吸大烟, 在理头发的人。
And you see this person who's getting a haircut was also smoking.
那时候很苦，常常很多的盗劫，还有因为太平天国的战乱的缘故，所以很多的瘟疫、战争等等。
And so it was a very poor condition, living condition, and a lot of armed robberies, a lot of crimes, and diseases, and people are just suffering.
所以因为这样就引起了很多人排外的情绪。
And because of these, that there was a sentiment that was a hate towards the Western world, or the Westerners.
第一次鸦片战争是1842年，那在两年以后，1842年就定了《南京条约》，就赔款，赔很多钱给，那时候是有4万万，就是4亿个中国人，每一个人赔1两，就4亿两银子。
And so the first Opium War took place 1840, and 2 years later they signed a treaty, and a part of the treaty was that for every Chinese citizen, they had to pay 1 ounce of silver. And so there were 400 million Chinese at the time, so they had to pay 400 million ounces of silver.
又有第二次、第三次的鸦片战争，
and then there were the second and the third opium wars.
所以又签了《天津条约》，
and then after that they signed another treaty.
所以又赔了更多的钱，
they paid more money.
然后又到太平天国的战乱，还有各地他们就，所以越来越来赔，反对外国人的那个情绪就越激烈。
And there were many other just conflicts and disturbances within the society at the time, but the people looked upon that as the effects from the Western influences.
所以他们不但就是杀害外国人，有时候连就是信基督教，他们都看为是洋教了，是外国人的那个附庸，他们也一起把他们杀害。
And so there are a lot of instances of murder on the Western Westerners in China, and also because of that same sentiment, they grouped the Christianity as a Western religion, and so they really resisted it.
这是那时候他们照的照片，这是海战图。
This is a picture that they took at the time, a naval war that took place during the Opium War.
你看那个英国的船是有冒烟的蒸汽轮，那中国的船是帆船。
You see that the British Navy, they are in steamboats, and the Chinese Navy, they were still using sails.
那这是他们签约的时候的情形。
This is a picture of the signing of the treaty.
然后因着这样，他们不但对外国人仇恨，而且对基督徒信他所谓认为信洋教的也很多的仇恨，所以他们就出版了很多的书刊。Because
of this, because of the hatred towards the foreign people, the Westerners especially, they published a lot of posters and books to arouse that sentiment.
所以他们打鬼，就是把外国人叫洋鬼子。
And they call the foreigners devils, and so you have to kill the devils.
所以那个时候你看他们那个每一个图画都是打跟杀啊，还有
the pictures that they show are pictures of Chinese people killing the foreigners，
还有烧掉他们的那些书刊啊圣经啊杂志啊等等，
burning of the foreign books and magazines and including the Bible。
这是第一个来中国宣教殉道的基督教的宣教士。
This is the first missionary who martyred in China。
事实上他的爸爸是美国的参议员。
His father was a senator in of the US government。
还做过11年的那个秘书长议长。
Actually he had been also the Senate speaker for 11 years。
这个年轻人他非常的爱中国人，说他大学毕业以后就来中国宣教。
And this man, he loved the Chinese people, so after he graduated from college, he decided to go into the missions field in China。
你看他1819到1847年。
You see, he was born in 1819 and he died in 1847。
Yeah, 不到30岁。
He wasn't even 30。
所以说那时候就很多的屠杀哈，所以在山西的时候有大屠杀，所以他们那个山西的巡抚就是玉显，把他升为山西屠夫。
And there were a lot of killings of foreign missionaries at the time, and even the government leader in Shanxi at the time, because he killed so many missionaries, he was called the butcher of Shanxi.
那当然到后来他们就因为鸦片战争的缘故所以清廷就做了纪念碑纪念碑。
Because of the Opium War, they also had erected a memorial for the massacre.
所以在宣教历史上他常常讲说宣教士的鲜血是福音的种子。
So in the history of missions, they often say that the gospel, the seed of the gospel is sowed in the blood, in the blood of missionaries.
事实上这些宣教士他为什么知道我们中国这么危险这么落后他也愿意去呢？
So why is it that these missionaries, while knowing that China at the time was such a backward country and it was so dangerous and life-threatening to them, why was it that they still decided to go?
我们来看那个刚刚我们读了希伯来书第十章的32节到36节。
Let us look at Hebrews chapter 10. We read verses 32 and 36 earlier.
他说你们要追念往日蒙了光照以后，
It says, remember those days after you had received the light.
光蒙了光照就是说你重生得救。
Receiving the light means one has been saved.
他说信徒重生得救以后要为主受苦就忍受大征战的各样苦难。
It says that once after one is saved, one would face suffering. In fact, it says, you have to stand your ground in the great contest in the face of suffering.
因为希伯来书是回顾当时或早期教会的情形，他也确实那时候我们看罗马的历史的时候，他们对基督徒有十次的大逼迫。
The book of Hebrews was written during the time of the early churches, and that is also during a time, if you look at church history, when the church is being persecuted by the Roman Empire.
但是希伯来书是勉励那些在受苦的信徒不要畏惧。
But the book of Hebrews is a book that encourages the believers to not be fearful.
因为受苦会让人得以完全，希伯来书第二章的第十节、十一节，还有让我们能够成圣，然后让我们得着真正的荣耀。
Because even the book of Hebrews chapter 2 verses 10 and 11 tells us that suffering leads to our perfection. Another place that suffering is what brings us character.
因为圣经的教导就是说 no cross, 没有十字架就 no crown, 就是没有冠冕。
Because the teaching of the scripture tells us that without the cross there will be no crown.
所以当然是世人的话，有些人说我不要做基督徒，因为基督徒受苦。事实上圣经告诉我们，到后来每一个世界上的人都要受苦。
And so some people resist Christianity saying, well, I don't want to become a Christian because I don't want to experience suffering, or I don't want the cross. But the fact is, every human being will experience suffering.
有一本书啊，他是说预测到，不是一本书啊，就是一个报道，他说预测到2030年美国会怎么样子。
There was an article talking about the condition of the United States in 2030.
他说到2030年的时候，可能美国很多地方都干旱，然后很多人都在饥饿、痛苦、疾病当中啊，因为那时候你地球的温度越来越高的话，差不多很多地方就变成干旱。那资源越来越少，它将来最宝贵的就是水，而不是石油。
And so this article describes a depicts a picture in 2030 describing the United States as a dry, arid, and a desert landscape because the rising of the temperature, the of global warming, and because of the lack of resources. And so there will be a lot of poverty and suffering, and in fact, at which time, the most precious natural resources will no longer be oil, but it will be water.
然后你看启示录的记载啊，因为圣经的预言是一定会实现的啊，到时候人类要很大的灾难，全世界人会死掉三分之一、四分之一等等。
And if you look at the book of Revelations, which is God's word for the future, which will come to pass, it describes the killing of a third or a quarter or up to a third of the population of earth.
但是世人如果没有不是基督徒，他受苦的时候是白白的受苦。但是我们看33节。
And so all men will suffer, not only Christians.So now let's turn to verse 33.
他说一方面被毁谤遭患难成的细景叫人观看，一方面陪伴那些受这样苦的人。
Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution, and other times you stood side by side with those who are so treated.
有解经家就讲说，你看，这是基督徒的生命非常的奇妙，他在受苦当中，哎，也成为受苦中人的安慰者，安慰者。
And so the Bible expositors looked at this verse and says, this is an interesting experience of the Christians because not only will the Christians be the ones who would suffer, but at the same time, the Christians will also be the ones who would be the comforter for those who would be suffering.
一个有基督生命的人在受苦当中跟一个没有基督生命的在受苦当中是完全不一样的。
A person who experiences suffering with Christ It's completely different than a person who would experience suffering without Christ.
那个哥林多后书第四章第八节提到说，因为我们有宝贝在瓦器里面，所以我们四面受敌不被困住，心里作难却不失望，遭逼迫不被丢弃，打倒的不致死亡。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 says, We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair.Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed.
就是因为这样，这些宣教士他们知道，他们有为主受苦的心志。
And because of this, the missionaries, they have determined and they are committed to suffer for the sake of Christ.
所以他们来到了这个苦难的中国啊，要跟这些被受苦的人当中一同受苦，而且让他们能够得到福音的盼望。
So they came to China and they suffer. Not only do they suffer themselves, they suffered along the believers in China.
有一部电影，还有一本书啊，它叫做《Hiding Place》。
There's a book and also a movie made out of that book called The Hiding Place.
啊，因为在第二次世界大战纳粹德国，他们杀害很多犹太人。那有一个家庭，他们就收藏在他们家里收藏了那些。犹太人啊，把他们救出来收藏，但是后来他们也被纳粹党抓去集中营里面。
During the Second World War, because of the Nazi persecution and killing of the Jews, there was a family in Germany who decided to protect the Jews and hide them in their homes. And this family eventually were captured and sent to the concentration camp as well.
你看他们在 集中营里面的话，每一个人都不晓得哪一天会死，因为每一天这个士兵进来就随便点名抓几个人出去，然后那些人就是去毒气室烧死啦，或是枪毙了，就没有再回来。And
living in the Nazi concentration camp, you never know how long you would live because the soldiers would come randomly pick on people, and if you're called out, whether you're sent to the gas chamber or you were executed, no one knows.
但是, 这位抓进去的, 那个 Temple, 他这个家主人, 他就安慰里面, 就传福音, 就安慰好多里面的人。
And the author of the book, even while they were in concentration camp, they still comforted many of the people who were also suffering the concentration camp.
所以这个宣教士他们愿意, 他们要来中国的时候啊, 就跟家人说, 拜拜。
And so these missionaries, upon leaving for their missions field, they would say goodbye to their family members, and they would say, well, we don't know if we will see each other again in this life, but for sure, in the future, we will see one another in heaven.
我们来看34节, 第十章,
Let us look at chapter 10, verse 34.
因为你们体恤的那些被捆锁的人, 并且你们的家业被人抢去，也甘心忍受，知道自己有更美长存的家业。
You sympathized with those who imprisoned and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property because you knew that you yourselves had better and lasting possessions.
体恤就是说跟受苦的人同受苦，就是体恤。
To sympathize means to suffer along with those who are suffering.
被捆锁就是被关起来的人。
And to be with those imprisoned means that you yourself are there next to them.
家业被人抢去也甘心忍受，就是说， 他们也带着快乐的心， 来接受。
And even during the confiscation of their property and possessions, it says here that they can accept that treatment with joy.
为什么他们能够接受这些物质还有这些方面的损失呢?
Why is it that these people can accept the loss from their material possession as well as the loss of their own freedom?
因为他们知道自己有更美长存的家业。
Because they knew that they have a better and lasting possession.
这个长存意思就是说, 永远都在, 人家抢不走。
Lasting is describing something that cannot be robbed away by anyone else.
你看，神给我们的救恩，还有存在上面的天上的家业，还有神让我们所结的福音的果实，这些都是没有人能够拿走的。The
blessings from heaven that God grants us, including the sharing of the gospel, seeing others come to know Christ, and the eternal life and the hope of the future of the kingdom of heaven, are all things that no one can take away from us.
所以这些宣教士知道。 说我们在地上的时候只不过是一个客旅，是寄居的。And
so these missionaries, they knew that they're only passing by this world, and that this home is not their home. This world is not their home.
你看这个第十一章的十三节。Let
us look at verse 13.
它里面有三个动词是 persuade, embraced, confessed. 欢喜迎接，还有承认自己是在地世上是客旅，是寄居的。第十一章十三节。Chapter
11, verse 13. This verse gave us several verbs.
十一章十三节。 他说：“这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见的，而且欢欢喜喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。”It
says here that all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, and they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth.
不管我们承不承认，我们人生就是一个单程的火车票。
Whether or not one admits it, the fact is, this life that we live here on earth is a one-way ticket.
当我们出生的那天的时候，我们就坐上火车，一直往一个终点去。
From the moment we were born, we're on this train, and it's headed to one destination.
啊，最后一站，人生的最后一站，很多人都知道了。
Well, at the last stop of your travel in life, you will know.
啊，当然就是死亡了。但是对一个没有信仰的人，好像那就是一个最后一站。
Of course, that is death. And so for an unbeliever, that would be the end of life.
圣经讲说，存着信心的神死的人，就是说按着信心的原则的人，活着过他的一生。他死的时候，他不惧怕。
But the Bible tells us that one who has the hope of the eternal life, even when faced with death, they will not be afraid.
因为我们知道我们在地上只是一个过客，是个朝圣者啊，寄居是朝圣者的意思 ，pilgrim.
Because we know that we're mere passengers passing through this world, or we are people considered pilgrims, or those who are seeking and advancing towards God.
他说十四节说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。
It says in verse 14 that these are people who are looking for a country of their own.
表明就是用行动或者说话来证明。
It is to say that these things show or demonstrates what these people are doing.
然后要找，那个找了，这个字是 demanding 或是 seek after， 是追求一个家乡。
And to say that they're looking for a country of their own is also to say that they're seeking after or even demanding a place they can call home.
这个家乡有一个特别的意思是 fatherland。
And this word country of their own, in the original text has a special word for it, and that is fatherland.
就是说我们父神所在的那个天家。
Or the home where the Father God dwells in.
你看这是当时候在庚子事变的时候被杀害的，因为陆陆续续都从那个鸦片战争以后都不断的有宣教士受害，那尤其到庚子年是1900年的时候更厉害，就是义和团之乱的时候。
And so throughout the years of the Opium Wars and the conflicts, there are numerous missionaries being killed, especially during the in the year of 1900 and during the Boxer's Rebellion, there were many more missionaries murdered in China.
那里面有一对是从 Oberlin Ohio 那个大学去的，他们有五个男的五个女的宣教士，还有他们的孩子全部就殉道。
And there were 10 Oberlin students or graduates from Oberlin University in the United States, five men and five women along with their family members, they were all murdered.
所以他们在那里有一个纪念碑，今天你如果去 Ohio 你还可以看得到。
And so this was a monument or a memorial that's set in Ohio. You can still see that memorial today.
所以那时候内地会有58个宣教士，还有20以及他们的21个子女都在那时候殉道。
And in the year 1900, 58 of the missionaries from the China Inland Mission along with 21 of their children all martyred in China.
所以他们把做了一个墓碑刻在上面。
And so they made a memorial and they placed their names on it.
我把他的墓碑不是放大，就是说他上面写的那排字跟底下写的那排字把它打出来。
And so I typed out the words that were written on that plaque and that memorial.
上面就写的说一个爱的纪念，对这些宣教士还有他们的小孩，中国内地会的宣教士跟小孩，他们把他们的生命舍去，是因为耶稣基督的缘故，在这个反对外国人这些暴乱当中牺牲了生命。
says, in loving memory of the missionaries and their children of the China Inland Mission who laid down their lives for the Christ, for Christ's sake during the anti-foreign outrage in 1900.
然后在名字的底下还有两排字，他说他会吞灭死亡，当耶稣基督胜利再来的时候会吞灭死亡，而且这个我们的主，我们的神会擦干我们的眼泪。
And after all the names at the bottom of that plaque says, He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces.
然后就是说，是他们的同工，还有中国内地会的同工立的这个碑，在1901年。
And this plaque was erected by the fellow workers in the China Inland Mission in 1901.
我们知道这个，启示录21章就告诉我们，将来有一天。 有一天神要擦干我们的眼泪，因为那时候不再有死亡，不再有哭嚎，不再有疼痛。It
is from the book of Revelations where God tells us that He will that death will be swallowed up in victory and there will no longer be any tear and pain.
我们再来看第11章15节，他是说，如果地上的人想念他们所离开的家乡，还有机会回去。
In chapter 11, verse 15 says that if they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunities to return.
但是第16节他说，他们却一直羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的那一个家乡。But
verse 16 tells us instead they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one.
为什么呢？为什么他们羡慕那个呢？
Why are they longing for that?
底下就会提到，11章的16节的后半段。
And the second half of verse 16 tells us why.
他说，所以神被称为他们的神，并不羞耻，因为神已经给他们预备了一座城。Therefore,
God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them.
这句话不太能够让人明白。This
may be a verse that is not easily understood.
为什么神被称为他们的神？ 并不羞耻，到底是谁不羞耻呢？
When it says that God is not ashamed to be called their God, who is the one who is not ashamed?
他这里讲到说，神不会被那些信靠他的人称为神而感到羞耻。It
is to say that those who believe in God will not be ashamed to have God called their God.
当戴德生他刚刚创立 内地会要差遣宣教士来中国的时候,
When Hudson Taylor first established the China Inland Mission and was ready to send missionaries to China,
他说我要找八个，八队服务，然后去，然后再来第二年再选20队，然后再后来再多少多少，就一直差派去中国。
He had plans to send 8 couples to China the first year and maybe 20 the following years and the years after that to send more and more.
因为他们 看到英国人都穿着西装隔离，然后每个礼拜做礼拜的时候，大家都非常的很享受。但是他想到说，我们有福音，但是在世界很多角落的人根本没有听到福音。When
he sees the Christians worshiping on Sundays, dressed up in their Sunday best, and enjoying the time of worship, he always thought to himself that there are so many people around the world who does not have the gospel, who do not enjoy this pleasurable time to worship their God.
尤其是遥远的中国，你看土地那么大，人口那么多。
Especially in China, such a faraway land, a vast land, and with numerous people.
所以他们常常按着中国的地图祷告。
And so they would often pray by laying their hands on a map showing China.
所以他常常想说，如果中国有4亿5千万人，那如果一秒钟，那时候信徒他们只有几千人而已，那如果一秒钟走过一个人，他晚上有时候常常做梦，一秒钟走过一个人从他面前走过去的话，要走多久呢？
At that time, the Chinese population was 450 million people, and he had one time thought that if he was sleeping and dreaming and he was counting the individual Chinese that would pass in front of his eyes, he thought to himself, how long would that even take for them to finish walking in front of me?
在那个时代, 信主的人只有2000多人, 所以一下子就走过去了。
And at during his time, there are only about 2,000 Christians in China. So, of course, it only took a little while for the 2,000 people to walk by.
其实4亿5千万秒, 你解释说,这个秒很小啊, 对不对? 但事实上这样走过去,就要走了17年半。
Well, with 450 million people, if one person walks by every second, then it would still take 17 years before all the people would walk past him.
所以他看到说,你看,每天就这样走走走,就多少人没有得救的中国人就这样死去。
So how many Chinese people would lose salvation and die if they didn't have the opportunity to come to know Christ.
所以他就有一个心愿说要拯救中国的百万灵魂。
And that's why he had a desire and a conviction to save the hundreds of millions of souls in China.
所以他12岁的时候就立定心志说要来中国。
So he has determined a resolve to go to China as a missionary when he was 12.
然后当他年轻的时候,他就开始学习冬天在伦敦不要用暖气,就是 不开暖气,因为他知道来中国的话没有暖气,所以看看能够适应那边的气候。
And he started by not using heat during the cold winter in London so that he can start to get accustomed to not having heat because he knows that in China there are no heat during the winter.
而且他说,我吃面包不要涂奶油,就是光光这样吃。
And he learned to eat his bread without buttering it because they don't have that in China as well.
喝那个生水就是过一个很清苦的生活。
And he learned to just drink water, and so he learned to live a very stripped down lifestyle.
而且大家学中文的时候还要学用字典去学，因为他说只有几个人，全英国只有几个人懂了中文。
And at that time, he wants to learn Chinese, and he had to use the dictionary. And of course, during that time, there were probably only a few people in England who can speak Chinese.
因为清朝政府就是说不准中国人教外国人中文，不然呢抓到的话要砍头。
Because the Qing Dynasty had established an edict that no Chinese can teach Chinese to a foreigner. If you do, you will be beheaded.
后来他戴德生长大以后，他就用 几块钱成立的内地会就开始要差遣宣教士到中国来。
So later on, after Hudson Taylor grew up and he had opportunity, he started the China Inland Mission with a small amount of fund.
那时候他常常晚上压力很大，就做梦说梦见那些宣教士来控告他。
And he was under such tremendous pressure and stress that at night when he sleeps, he would dream about the missionaries accusing him.
他差遣去的先生是说，你看，你把我们放在这个地方来，这个地方这么贫困，又这么多的疾病，又没有物质，我们又没有知识，所以你要我们饿死在中国吗？
The missionaries would accuse him, saying, "You sent us to China, such a place that is backward, that we don't have any resources, we don't have any support, and diseases are very prevalent. You sent us to China, and all you did was send us to death."
而且你看，我们的儿女生病都常常都死在中国。
You see that our children would get ill and they would die in China.
所以那时候他心里非常压力非常的大。
And so he was under tremendous stress.
后来他祷告的时候，神就告诉他。
So in his prayer, God said to him.
他说那是神的功，如果我们用神的方法把重担交给神，神会负一切的责任。
That this is the work of God, and of course it comes with a heavy burden, but we need to give the burden to God so that He will be the one who will take care of the ministry.
你看那时候戴德生他是想到，我被称为内地会的领导人，我觉得很羞愧。如果我的宣教士是这样的话来控告我的话，我怎么办？
Hudson Taylor thought to himself, I as the leader of the China Inland Mission, I'm sending these missionaries out, and yet they're coming to accuse me with such accusation. How should I handle the accusations?
你看，但是同样的，你看神仙就是宣教士去的话，有一些在那边病死，有些被杀害，儿女也都死在那边。 那他将来他们跟神抱怨说，你看为什么呼召我来中国呢？
These missionaries that were sent by the China Inland Mission, if they served in China and they suffered and they died and they go before God and they say, God, why did you send me to China?
但是你看11章16节后面说，因为不以为耻，因为神已经给他们预备了一座城。
But the end of verse 16 tells us that they are not ashamed. God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them.
这座城就是启示录21章2节所说的上帝的城。
This city is the city mentioned in Revelation 21 verse 2. It is the city of God.
新的耶路撒冷,
the New Jerusalem.
圣经预言不是只有预言，的意思应验，就是说将来我们这个世界都会走向完全的灭亡。
The prophecy that God gives us is not just a prophecy about the future, but specifically it's a prophecy that tells us that there will be a total destruction.
就是地球不灭亡，我们有一天也会走向人生的终点。
Even if the earth itself will not be utterly destroyed, a human life must one day end.
但是神为我们预备了一座永不震动的上帝之城。
But God created for us and prepared for us a city of God that will never be shaken.
你看戴德森他们的布里腾就是说传达，就是一方面写说抢救中国百万灵魂，一方面说耶和华以便以谢。
The flyers that the China Inland Mission was sent out, on the one edge it would say salvation for the million souls in China, and the other edge it would say Jehovah Jireh.
以便以谢就是说神一直到如今都在看顾。
And Jehovah Jireh means that the Lord will watch over us always.
事实上上帝看顾每一个他所造的人，当然更看顾他的宣教士。
God not only look after all the human beings He created, but more specifically the missionaries that He would send.
当我们走到人生终点的时候， 发现那不是终点，乃是进入永生的门而已。
If we walk to the end of life, we can realize that it is not the end, but it is just the end of the earthly life.
所以神说，我被那些宣教士称为神啊，虽然他们受苦，后来牺牲生命，但是不以为耻。为什么？因为他们有一天发现，他们却是在上帝的城里面。
And that is why that they are not ashamed to have God be called their God, because one day they know that they would be in the city of God.
你看这个墓碑就是表明这个信心，他说他会swallow吞灭死亡，胜利的吞灭死亡，而且神会擦干我们每一个人的眼泪。
So that's what this plaque says, that he will swallow up death and victory, and that the Lord God will wipe away every tears from all the faces.
所以神被 称为他们的神并不羞耻。
That is why God is not ashamed to be called their God.
我们要对鸦片战争一个还有宣教士一个公正的看法。
And also, the Bible expositors teach us to have a proper attitude in looking at these martyrs.
确实有些宣教士参与的翻译那个条约的翻译跟制定。
It is true that some of the missionaries were involved with the translation of the treaties that were established as a result of the Opium War.
有些宣教士认为鸦片战争是神为福音开路。
Some missionaries see the Opium War as a means in which God used to open the door for the gospel into China.
因为那时候很多宣教士都只能去到澳门，根本连中国都踏不进去。
At the time, most missionaries can go to Macau, but they cannot even enter into mainland China.
也不能学中文。
And they were prohibited from learning Chinese.
但是因为制定了南京条约跟天津条约以后，它都开放很多港口，可以外国人来通商。
But because as a result of the war treaties that were signed, China was forced to open up many of its ports, so that trade can be established.
后来又说可以保障外国人可以到中国的几个省份去旅行。
And that they were, the foreigners were guaranteed safe travel and safe passage through several of the provinces within China.
当然有些宣教士用特权欺压百姓。
Of course, there were foreigners or missionaries who used their privileges to oppress the local people.
因为他们发生冲突的时候可能就是官府就偏袒这些洋人。
Such as when conflicts arise between the foreigners and the local Chinese, that the government may protect the foreigners instead of the local people.
但是我们要看他们客观的看他们来华宣教的动机。
But we should take an objective view on the motives in which the missionaries came to China.
你看那时候带着他们来中国的时候，没有人愿意租房子给他。
When Hudson Taylor came to China, no one wanted to rent the place, their place to them.
所以他刚开始的时候只好睡在人家的屋檐底下，睡到石头上，喝那个溪边的水。
And so at first he could only live under people's the eave of their homes or and get water out of the streams.
后来当然开始的时候是说不可以把财产卖给外国人，后来可以了。他们卖的给外国人的房子都是鬼屋。
And so at first they were not allowed to sell any property to foreigners, but later on that changed as well. But the properties that they would sell to the foreigners are all haunted houses.
就是说那些房子好像闹过鬼，不干净，人家不敢住了才卖给他。
And so those are properties that were haunted so that they couldn't sell the property anyways, and so they would want to sell it to the foreigner.
这是很奇怪啦，当然这些基督徒住进去以后，宣教士住进去以后就没事情。
But of course, when the missionaries bought these properties and they live in it, nothing bad ever happens to them.
因为圣经告诉我们，每一个信徒里面有圣灵，那圣灵比外面的邪灵都大。
The Bible tells us that every Christian, every believer has the Holy Spirit in them, and of course, the Holy Spirit is greater than any evil spirit in this world.
所以他们进去的时候，那邪灵就不敢再来搅扰。
And so when they live in these properties, the evil spirits are afraid to interfere with their lives.
所以我们应该客观地看他们来中国的动机。
And so we need to really look at their objective, at their motives from an objective perspective.
所以我们不可以有一些坏的，就以偏概全。你看很多中国，很多宣教士都把自己的还有妻儿的生命都牺牲在中国。
A lot of missionaries, not only do they pay did they give up their own lives in China, but also their spouses and also their children all died in China.
而且可以看到这些宣教士对中国近代化的贡献。
And we can also see the contribution by these missionaries to the modern advancements for China.
禁烟局就是说帮助人家戒鸦片烟。
Now they established a bureau for bureau to stop smoking.
天竺会就是鼓励不要缠足，让脚就是让妇女的解放缠脚。
They had organizations that would promote the liberation of the feet binding of women.
禁烟局的时候，他们就是征文，就是说我们来。比赛就是如何禁烟啊，让中国那些文人来写文章比赛，然后选第一名、第二名、第三名，就给他们奖金。
The Bureau for to stop the use of tobacco, they would have competitions to publish articles that would promote anti-smoking activities, and if they win, and they would win, and they would have prizes.
Yeah, 这是一方面，就是帮助他们戒烟；一方面又宣传。
And so on the one hand, to help people to stop smoking; on the other hand, to use that as promotional materials.
所以有很多的吸鸦片烟的人，就是或是一些中国的文人，就去写文章，就去投稿，就比赛。
And so many of the writers in China, or even those who used opium themselves, they would write these articles and enter into competition.
那有一次他们选出来比赛的结果要给第一名、第二名、第三名奖金的时候，发现第一名也是 那个人, 第二名也是他写的, 第三名的文章也是他同一个人写的。
One time they were ready to give out the prizes for the competition, they found out that the first prize winner, the second prize winner, and the third prize winner, these three articles were written by the same person.
后来这个人就, 不但戒了烟信了耶稣也成了牧师, 所以他的名字叫,他是姓席, 就是那个主席的席, 哦, 所以他自己改个名字叫做席圣母, 胜过魔鬼。
And so this person later on became a Christian, accepted Christ, and of course was able to quit his smoking habit. And he changed his name to in Chinese meaning overcoming evil.
他是清末民初的传道人，如果你们去网上查习圣某的话，你就知道他的事迹就是这样子，真实的事迹。
And this is a true story, and you can actually Google his name in Chinese, and you will see as this person. He became a missionary during the latter Qing Dynasty and the early Ming Dynasty.
所以你看，他们还有很多的顾问业、译英堂，又办那个报纸，还有把中国的古籍《伦理孟子》45经翻成英文。
They also were involved in establishing orphanages and also establishing newspapers. They also worked on the translation of many of the Chinese classic writings.
而且办女校，还有很多的新式的学堂。
They established schools for women and also modern education facilities.
所以我们看到东吴大学、圣约翰、富江、之江、华西协和、华中金陵、燕京、齐鲁等等。
And many of the famous universities in China were established by missionaries.
后来美国又把庚子赔款还给中国，就办了清华大学。
And later on, the United States returned the fines that they collected from the treaties, and the Chinese government also used that money to establish a university in China.
很可惜，就是我们国内有，中国比较很少有正面的报道，客观的报道。
Unfortunately, the news reporting about the missionaries often are skewed and are inaccurate.
如果你要做一个 研究的话，可以去看顾长生啊，他的一些资料。
If you want to know more about this and you want to have do some research, you can find a writing from 顾长生。但是有一些人讲说，哎，现在的英国或是基督徒啊，基督教是不是还要仍然对鸦片战争负责任呢？ Well, some people would ask this question: should the English still be responsible for the opium war?
我想这是很多人他心理上还是会问的一个问题。
I think that as Chinese, that's still a question that would always be bothering us.
Peter, 你认为要不要负责任?
Peter, do you think they should bear the responsibility?
事实上负责任，他们有些就是 ethical responsibility. 他说 有责任的伦理，有继承，有动机，有情，应该可以从四方面来看，到底要负什么样的责任。
If you want to talk about responsibilities, then there are four aspects that you can look at. Should they hold the ethical responsibility or the inherited ethical or motivation ethics or situation ethics?
其实这个圣经里面，你看那个律法书啊、利未记啊，它都记载的很多这种方面的各种的不同的伦理道德。If
you look at the Old Testament and if you look at Leviticus, for example, you will be able to find a lot of these different types of ethics or moral standards that were established.
他是说，如果父亲犯罪的，不可以连儿子也把他杀了。For
example, if a father had committed a crime, you are not to punish the children.
但是我们中国人什么？诛九族，哇，皇，诛那个皇帝啊，九族是什么？直系血亲、旁亲、朋友，什么什么什么，跟我打过招呼的人也倒霉了，对不对？九族嘛。
But there was a historical practice in China that if you committed a crime, that it could be so severe that to the ninth degree of your relatives must be all killed.
责任, 所以圣经的责任伦理就是说, 父亲犯罪, 就父亲担罪, 他不需要继承那个罪的那个责任。
And the biblical principle teaches us that if a father had committed a crime, then the father is the one to be punished and not his children.
但是父亲犯罪会影响儿女, 是真实的。
However, when a father commits a crime, the effect of the crime will be felt by the descendants.
但是在某一方面讲, 有时候也要继承。
So from a certain perspective or certain point of view, you may say yes, they will inherit this type of responsibility.
要建立一个敬虔的家庭, 父亲敬虔, 儿女要代代代代代都要敬虔, 要一直下去。
If the parents are devout and they are Christians, they need to pass on that faith to their children and until the generations to come.
不然的话就是对不起神，也对不起下一代。
Otherwise, they are not responsible before God, and they're not responsible for their descendants.
情理就是这样, 说有些不小心杀了人,那要不要判死罪啦?
Situational ethics talks about if you kill someone accidentally, should you also be put to death?
所以以色列就有六个逃城, 就是说我不小心杀了人, 意外, 但是对方不放过我, 要追杀我的时候, 我就逃到那个城里面去, 就没事了, 就可以受到公平的审判, 处理。
And so the Israelites had city of refuge that were established. If someone accidentally killed another person, they can run and hide themselves in these city of refuge so that those who are pursuing after them for the death of their relatives would not cast them and kill them.
还有就是说, 如果有一个男人, 他男孩子在野外看到一个女孩子, 他就要去侮辱她。
Or in a situation where a young man sees a young woman in the field and he wanted to take the opportunity because they were alone to take advantage of her.
他喊叫也没有人听见。
And so even though the girl cried out, no one could hear.
那事后怎么处理呢?
So how should you take care of this situation?
那圣经就讲，意思就是 娶她做太太， 从此又不可以休她， 不是要把她,
So the Bible says that you could handle this two ways. One is the man must marry the woman, and for their entire lives, he cannot divorce her.
但是如果这个女孩子已经订婚了， 或是别人的话， 这个男的就要处死。
But if this woman, this young lady was already given in marriage or had already an oath of marriage, then the young man must be put to death.
所以我想我们有时候看一个问题的时候, 不是单纯的有一个方面来看。
So when we look at this question, and we need to know that we cannot just look at it from a single perspective.
所以我今天把这个问题留给你们自己去 祷告, 去看圣经怎么讲。
So I will leave this question for you to consider and ponder and to decide.
因为我们不是要在讲这个政治的问题，而是讲说圣经对伦理怎么看法。
Because we're not talking about a political issue here, but rather we're trying to see what the Bible says to us in terms of moral and ethics.
我们一同祷告。Let
us pray.
主，我们看到这些宣教士，他们有受苦的心智，因为他们知道我们走完人生的路程的时候，你还为我们预备这个。
Father, we thank you that through the scripture and also through the accounts of the martyrs and the missionaries, we understand how they see the heavenly home and that this world is not their home.
因为我看到这些外国人比我们中国人更爱我们, 中国人的灵魂, 我们岂不爱我们自己的国人呢?
Where we see these foreigners who have such a love and passion for the souls of the Chinese, how can we as Chinese ourselves not have the same care and concern for them?
求主把我给我们爱神爱人的心加倍的给我们。
Lord, please add to us our heart of love for those who are unsaved.
让我们这一生 不要这样白白的过去。
So that our lives will not be wasted.
让我们这一生能够成为 上帝手中啊圣洁合用的器皿。
Let our lives become useful vessels by you in this life.
让这个教会能够成为造就门徒广传福音的教会。
May this be a church that can build up the saints and also be a church that can preach and spread the gospel.
愿我们在座的每一个人都能够蒙恩得救，也能够成为神所喜悦的人。
May each and every one of us here be ones who receive the grace of your salvation.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣的名。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.